I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to us. This is the 10th ever Little Yellow Bird podcast, so it's our birthday, 10.
Well done, us. Woo! When we've started on this journey many years ago, never did I think we'd get this far.
I didn't think this long. I thought I'd be dead by now. I'm not going to lie. I thought you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You are looking pretty pasty.
I know. I don't feel too good.
Yeah. But number 10, though, that's like Wes Houlihan, Lionel Messi. This is a special one. We've got to make this clever and
so,
good.
So this is the... How about this? I'll try this. Okay. This is the Little Yellow Bird podcast.
Yeah.
No, that's not very good, is it?
Little Yellow Bird podcast. Little Yellow Bird podcast?
Do it. So, what on earth can we talk about today?
Hockey, baseball, cricket.
No. I know what we can talk about first. We need to say a massive thank you to the people who have put their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, not in a rude way.
Well, some of them are in a rude way.
Jingle their change about and...
threw money into our faces.
I know,
to keep us going for... Genuinely. We were astonished. Well, I'm not going to lie. We were astonished.
People have given us some money. We're very, very grateful for that. We sent out a little tweet saying... it'll be awfully nice of you to keep us going.
Your microphone just completely just cut out then.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
That's why we need donations.
It's done it again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's back again.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Are we carrying on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, thank you very much. Because obviously we don't pay ourselves, we can't pay ourselves for this, and it's very nice when people have genuinely sent us some money.
I feel a tad guilty. I do,
yeah. Especially when we're just rambling on like this as well.
Exactly. People have paid for me going, yeah, we're doing willy jokes.
Well, you know, people pay for an awful lot of things. You ever been to Amsterdam?
I have, actually.
Well, that's what we're using the winnings to go on.
So this is... Oh, shit. What are you
saying? Away now.
Oh, bless.
But as ever, if anyone would fancy listening to this crap, okay, you can go on our website, Little Yellow Bird. UK.
Oh man, why is it doing that?
Has it cut out again?
I think we should keep going.
Okay.
People are not noticing. Can you just make sure that lead's pushed in? Put back to your mouth and speak.
Oh, I do like to.
Okay, that's better now. It's working now. See, that's what people are paying for because we can't afford decent leads.
Also, edit it out as well properly. Is it still doing it?
A little bit, but that's all right. Do you know why?
Why?
Because this. It's home and away.
Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
That's a lot longer than I thought it would be. Just ran out of breath. So.
Yeah, we literally have done a home and away as well.
Yeah.
We have, haven't we?
So this is like the perfect... We don't have to do away, do we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
It's home away.
So do you know what? I went to my parents yesterday.
Don't show off.
And they said to me, Norwich did well with the 1-1 draw. And it's because they got a newspaper that had to go to press when it was still 1-1.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember those good old days, you know. Can you remember when we used to... What?
good old days.
They were good old days. You used to, your mum and dad used to bring home... Or maybe your dad probably, because your mum doesn't bring home football stuff. More on that later.
Uh-huh.
And used to have the actual pink and paper. Do you remember?
Yeah, from the news agents. My dad
used to wait by the check, or what's it called? The cashier bit.
Yeah.
The counter. And wait for the man to go with the big thing, wrap it up.
Really? He was that desperate for it.
Yeah, he used to wait.
Bloody hell. I mean, we didn't get it all the time, but yeah, mostly when Norwich had won.
Half past five, it used to end up on the, well, at 6 o'clock. On the counter,
it was something quite exotic about it, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because it was a weird shade of pink.
There's pictures from the game and words about the game that
you'd
ended
just
like
been to as well
an hour ago.
Yeah, those are the days. Better than Twitter and no, it's not actually Twitter and Facebook and all that's much better, really, isn't it?
A lot better.
Loads of coverage, but Pinkin's still great though. Thumbs up for the Pinkin.
You know why? Because it always reminds me of Willy's.
Willy's what?
Pinkin.
Yeah, Willy's what?
Willy's penis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a dirty little laugh.
You just did.
And you have actually got your hand in your pocket right now.
Yes. Do you know why? Because my keys just pinged out. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that really hurt.
Oh, that didn't go in anywhere.
Near my testes.
Rubbery, did it?
Oh. Rubbery?
Rubbery. Yeah, like little rubber balls.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway. Let's talk about the football. Which one should we do first?
Should we go in chronological order?
I don't know what that means.
Should we go in backwards order?
I don't know what that means.
Should we do none of them?
Let's do it.
Okay. Should we go in new order?
Yeah. I always... West Brom.
Did you prefer new order or Joy Division?
Oh, well, new order.
Yeah, Joy Division get a lot of applaudits, but I listened back to a lot of their albums yesterday, or a couple of days ago. Fucking awful. I mean, awful. Anyway, we're talking of soul-sapping culture. West Brom, Tony Pulis. Now, last week on this podcast, you said to me, with your mouth into my ears, you said you'd like Tony Pulis being in the Premier League because it brings variety.
Yep.
And then...
Yep.
On Saturday, after the game, you said that was the most boring game you'd been to in about 4 years.
Yes.
Which one is it, John? Which one is it?
It is both. What's wrong with having boring? Having something dull and soul-destroying is good.
No, it's not, is it?
Of course it is. Because it brings a different type of game. If every single game was the same, you played against Liverpool and Tottenham-type teams every single game, like, oh, here we go again.
But you don't know because
plippity plop, along come the donkey that is.
So you're saying on Saturday you rather it was really boring than watching a team play quite attacking football and try to win by more than a one goal margin.
It just gives it light and shade. That's what I'm saying. 50 shades of grey.
Mm.
Another shade of grey.
Talking of 50 shades, we haven't ranked. Talking of 50 shades grey.
I enjoyed us. You know, someone getting beaten and. Abused.
Excuse me?
I'm talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, right.
On the pitch. It was rubbish, wasn't it? What was the problem? Why did we lose? I know why we lost.
Well, bloody hell, you're the oracle, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
We lost because we weren't incisive enough or brave enough with our passing. But, I think I might be making this mistake, sat up, but I think that's 16 clean sheets out of 28 games that Pulis has had his West Brom.
You said 24 a while ago.
Yeah, but it's something like that, which is insane. So it's not as if we're the only club who have struggled to break them down. But having said that, there was a sort of lack of adventure, lack of... What it reminded me of was the first half at Carrow Road against Ipswich in the playoff semi-final when we were playing it square rather than forward, and then we came out in the second half and started playing it forward and we're much better. We looked like we were a little bit timid, which is understandable when you've just been smashed 6-2 by the bottom side in the Premier League. Anyway, you said you know why we lost. So
I know we lost.
It.
There was from about 35 minutes until 70 minutes, we did not have a shot. We did not have a shot.
Yeah.
And Alex Neil didn't change anything until about 75 minutes. What would you have changed? I would have put... I think Mbakani looks...
You're holding your crotch.
I am holding my crotch. Yeah. It's my penis.
You're always holding your crotch when you talk about Mbakani.
Do I? Mbakani, I've let go of it now. Mbakani just was... I wouldn't say isolated. It wasn't Wes's type of game, for a start. And he was kind of looked a little...
Shell-shocked, deeper and deeper, didn't he?
And Mbakani kind of looked like a bit shell-shocked. He wasn't his aggressive self like he was in the first 20 minutes. Maybe he looked tired, so I would have put Graben on.
Yeah, what? And gone two up front?
Yeah, take Wes off and put Graben on.
Yeah.
And maybe you took Mbakane and put Jerome on. Yeah. Only because it would just have been two different type of strikers who were not necessarily trying to win in the header, but into feet and in behind like Graben does. I thought Graben played really well against Everton.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I thought he played really well against West Brom in the cup as well.
He looked busier.
Yeah, his sort of movement was really good, wasn't it?
It was. I've noticed it the first time. Not because you said it, because last time he was closing people down, he was getting the ball, he was going in behind and always looking to get in behind rather than just kind of shuffle around on the wing. And
I thought we were good against Everton.
We were great on the work against Everton.
I mean, it was a bit of a changed team, but Wes played really well.
Yeah, he did.
Redmond looked a threat.
Yeah.
Gary O'Neill, I thought, was very good, and Malumbu as well.
One thing about Redmond, he looked like world-beating in one small section of like 1 minute. The next minute, he looked utter pants.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then he swapped around. He looked like really dangerous, and he looked utter pants
again. He's still going to get that a bit with him. He's still really young, isn't he? But what do you think? What did you make of Malumbu then?
Classy.
Yeah.
Can keep the ball, which is really important.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no. You got to put your password down.
Oh, put my password.
Sexy. Monkey. Well, we have to make the podcast work when I can do things like this.
Knob of the day.
Like press buttons and things. We need Dan's laptop and his password just popped in.
Yeah. You know how difficult it is writing your actual password while trying to say out loud, spell out penis? Try and type a word when saying another word. Impossible. Go for it.
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, very difficult. Malumbu was classy. And the good thing about Malumbu is he's good on the ball and good at passing. So it's not as if Malumbu and Tetti are sitting, we're going to lose a Housen or a Doran sort of range of passing, because Malumbu's good at that as well. Mm. So I don't think he'll bring steel to the back line, but we won't lose anything in attack, I don't think, if we have Tetti and Malumbu. And him being fit is just hopefully such a fillip for us.
Okay.
What's happened?
I just thought of something, Saul.
Oh.
What do you think we will... I'm going to talk about Man City. We're not going to do part two because we're going to do it still all now. Get it over and done with. What do you think about Man City? What are we going to do to stop them from scoring five goals against us?
Just shit all to do to stop them scoring five goals against... Well, I mean, what we can't do, what Watford did.
What did they do?
Which is sit back and play really deep, because Man City have just got so much talent going forward, they'll pick you off eventually anyway. So it's just, they're likely probably to play 4-4-2 Man City. So flood the midfield, as we usually do, five midfielders. We try and win all the 50-50s and all the first balls and make it difficult in the middle of the park, and then hit them with a bit of pace on the wings, because Kolarov is getting pretty old. So I'd like to see Redmond starting on the right against him, although... Redmond starting away from home is pretty rare. your face.
What's wrong? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've just away. You can't sit back against them. You've got to sort of win the battle in midfield.
Come on. You honestly think we're gonna win the battle in midfield?
No, you've got to try, you've got to compete in midfield.
That's different.
Yeah. You've got to compete in midfield against them. Because they've got Sterling, De Bruyne.
Your thing's just breaking out again.
Oh, is it?
Well, I don't know why. Hmm. Just take it away from your face a little bit.
There we go.
And I'll talk about the microphone. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
That's why you donate.
Talking of girls.
Okay.
Seamless. Mm-hmm. We've got a beautiful person on Token Female today, haven't we?
Yeah, a bit sexist.
Both why?
You wouldn't call a man beautiful.
But what's the sex about that? You don't have to have every gender exactly the same.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have said that though, would you?
Why?
You wouldn't have done.
Of course I wouldn't. I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep going.
So therefore you're defining someone by their sex.
That's a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Why?
Well, it's wrong to define people by their sex.
Let's find out all about that sort of thing with this week's
Seamless.
Token Female. And by the way, Dan was really quiet for the first part.
Yeah,
because he was in awe of her beautiful voice.
So this is Northern voice.
Exactly. Northern voice. Get away.
Prepare yourself. It is Northern.
Token Female.
Now it's time for Token Female. Yes.
So this week's Token Female is a certain female from a certain place called Up to North. Now, up to north is a place where strangers go
You've
when
been,
they...
John?
Yeah, once. Dreadful. And I'm only joking. But we've got Zoe Morgan with us, who writes for the Little Bird Project.
The Little Yellow Bird.
Oh, I don't know what it's called. It doesn't matter because... Anyway, let's talk to her. Hello, Zoe, are you there?
Hello, little yellow men.
Oh, that's clever. You've rehearsed that, haven't you?
Yeah.
I thought about it before we started. Yeah, I did.
She's clever, so we need to be clever back. Who's got the best footballing bum? I'm joking. So you wrote a fantastic piece for us about sexism in football. I'm going to tell the truth. I only read half of it because I had to do some work. But Dan's read it and he said it was really, really good. And so did other people. Are you really, really good at writing?
I try my best. I wouldn't say really, really good, no. Just I can spell, though.
So tell people who haven't read your piece, which is available on the littleyellowbirdproject.co.uk.
Out now!
What the thrust of your piece was.
Well, it was just a general annoyance, really, that football is a game that is not difficult to be enjoyed by both men and women. Mm-hmm. And yet... I guess the powers that be keep getting it wrong. So we've had the whole Chelsea saga that's been rumbling on with Eva Carneiro, and then the FA have managed to make even more of a mess of it. And then obviously the clubs as well, in the club shops, selling ridiculous female items.
Ooh, I haven't seen this.
Over the years. So yeah, it's just general annoyance, really. It's, you know, I don't think it's a massive problem sometimes, but it's just, it could be so much better, I think, for women fans.
What sort of stuff do they sell in the club shop then? I haven't seen this. Well, like bras, like support you, the two up front and things like that. That's quite a good idea, actually. Write that down. Yeah. Football picture.
It would be quite cool to have a bra with a canary on it.
It would, wouldn't it? A logo on each. Oh, but we'll stop here because it's getting, it's just a nightmare this is. It's a sexism minefield.
So what you mean are the when they do sort of bring out pink ranges?
Pink ranges, yeah. Specialist sort of women-shaped things annoy me sometimes.
Women-shaped things?
Well, you know, with a waist and all sorts, and perhaps a plunging neckline.
So what have you got against women's fashion then, Zoe?
What have you got against women?
Yeah, God's sake.
Women and I hate women's clothes.
Amen. No, it was really very good piece, and it seemed to get a lot of reaction as well. Some excellent sexist comments as well, which was always fun.
I try to avoid those.
Uh-huh. And, I mean, at Carrow Road, do you ever experience any of that kind of sort of not, maybe patronising rather than sexism? Sexism?
Sexism!
It's a funny word to say the more you say it, isn't it?
Do you get patronised at all?
I think at Carrow Road...
he said, do you get patronised at all?
That's an open goal, that.
Oh, well, thank you. I have that.
Well done. I think at Carrow Road I've never had too much of a problem because I've sat in the same seat for 22 years.
Oh, have you?
And gone from...
Whereabouts do you sit?
I sit in the Gerald stand.
What? So do I.
South stand, massive. Yeah.
Do you come to every game?
It's been difficult this season, but I have been a season ticket holder for like 22 years, so I go to as many as
I can.
Why
has it been difficult this season, Zoe?
Well...
That could be personal. Don't answer if you don't want to.
It is quite personal. I'm getting married next year, so...
All right. Well, thanks very much, then. Well, nice to talk to you, and we'll...
Okay. But that's next year, though, right?
Well, in February, so it's not that far away now.
Right, so basically this is the official announcement that... We'll be playing live at your wedding, correct?
That sounds great, yeah.
Silence. Is your fiancé a Norwich fan?
He's not, he's an Arsenal fan.
Sake. Oh my God, is he all right?
And he's from Cornwall as
what?
Well.
What? Fucking hell.
Glory Hunter.
I think
I've got nothing else to say anymore.
Won't bother playing there now.
She sounds like a crazy person. She's marrying someone, an Arsenal fan from Cornwall.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Is he and northern sounding now as well?
Sorry?
Come on, we need to have this.
Okay, what? Tell us about the first game questions. You went to then. What was the first game you went to as a little person?
As a little person, it was, I think it was the year before I became a season ticket holder, and it was Norwich against Tottenham.
Ooh.
And it was freezing, and it was 0-0, and my dad took me just to see, you know, what I'd think of it. And I think he thought at the end of the game that it'd been a terrible game and it was freezing, and he thought, I'd never want to go again. And
he was right.
Yeah.
And he's been making you go ever since. So what was it about the 0-0 freezing game that made you come back then?
I don't know. It's just kind of great sport, isn't it? It's just a live football is an experience like nothing else.
Was it the halftime pies?
I probably wasn't allowed a full pie back then.
Not a full pie. I only mentioned the pies because
full pie, like
because that. you were late doing this interview because you were eating a pie, weren't you?
I was. As I live in Yorkshire, I was having pie and peas for my tea.
Oh. Do you have pie and peas every night?
Every single night, yes.
That sounds amazing, though, to be fair. I had fish and chips with baked beans today. How do you feel about baked beans with fish and chips?
That is pretty controversial.
John was disgusted.
I was. I was gagging watching him eat it.
He was so disgusted by it.
Chips and gravy.
Oh, I like chips and gravy.
Curry sauce, yes. Gravy, no. Ooh. No.
Right, we need to get back on the football thing because it's a footballing podcast, apparently.
Okay.
So this is the last footballing question. Would you boo a Norwich City team if it was...
Never, ever. Never.
Did you go
ever.
To the 7-1 game?
Oh, I hate booing with a passion. I'd rather sit there and cry, to be honest, than
John,
boo.
John, if you read our Twitter feed, the Low Bird Project, you would know that Zoe doesn't boo, because we've been talking about that today.
I know, but our listeners don't, Dan.
You didn't know, did
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything.
Would you boo if the players gave up and sat down and had a packet of crisps instead of playing football?
But that won't happen.
It might happen.
Okay.
I would be pretty bemused about what was going on, to be honest.
Can I ask, did you go to the 7-1 game when we won at Colchester?
I didn't. It's a funny story, that, actually.
It's like a chat show now, a proper chat. Yeah. Actually, it's a funny story, that, John. You go on, Sarah.
Here are some tales from my life. No, I was actually at Headingley watching the Ashes in 2009 when that happened.
That'd be the cricket.
And it was England. I went to the first. I was very excited because I had tickets for the first 3 days of the Test match.
Jesus Christ.
And just so happened that I saw the entire Test match in those 3 days because England got completely hammered in 2.5 days. And on the Saturday, the second day, we were sat there and there was a Leeds fan sat a few sort of seats down from us who had a little radio on during the football. And he was absolutely in hysterics about the Norwich score throughout the afternoon. So it was a rather traumatic experience.
That's because England lost by an innings. And yes. Then you had to go and see Norwich lose by 7-1.
Yeah, it was
and
a real...
did you still not boo?
I still didn't boo.
Oh, not even a little one.
No.
Booing is rubbish, though. Would you boo, John?
I would. I laughed at the 7-1. I didn't boo. I don't think I've ever booed.
Was that a laughter?
I boo a ref.
Do you know some people get laugh when they're sort of shocked? Like I laughed once when I saw a cat run over, not because I thought it was funny, but because it was such a shock and I didn't know how to react to this little cat go flying through the air.
Oh,
and
God.
I laughed, and the two people I was with thought I was a disgusting human being, but I didn't find it funny. It's you know that thing that you told me about not going off on tangents.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was talking about. That's
have
the,
you ever
that's
laughed
the,
at,
literally the worst story I've ever heard.
Have you ever laughed at an animal dying, Zoe? This isn't very Jonathan Ross suddenly, is it?
No, it's a bit dark, isn't it?
How could it go from a hilarious story about being at the cricket to cats
hilarious.
Being killed?
Would you say it was hilarious?
No.
It's a 7 out of 10, I'd say. But you haven't denied.
Well, this is going on too long because we've got other podcasts to think. We're really sorry. This is really big fun, though, Zoe. We have to do it again. So I'm going to leave you the last thing to say. What do you think about Norwich?
Norwich is a fine city and has a very fine football team.
She's good, isn't she?
Lovely stuff.
By the way, we're going to call the podcast A Full Pie.
That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Thank you.
Keep writing for us because you're brilliant.
I think you're brilliant too.
Oh, we're still not going to pay you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So there we go. She was great fun.
She was.
She laughed at all our jokes.
Yes, but then she writes for us and wants to carry on writing for us.
Exactly.
Do you like the northern people?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice. My dad's a northern person.
Yeah. Don't like him.
He's a Leeds fan, my dad.
Don't like him. And Leeds... are losing?
No, I was trying to do a seamless link to our
Leeds?
Our first game chat to cheer people up.
Oh, all right, yeah, because we lost, didn't we?
You just look like how I looked like in every maths lesson through high school. Utterly bemused.
He's like winking at me, like nodding, like, Leeds, we need more cables? No, Leeds.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, so we lost again, unfortunately. So this is the solution.
Ooh.
That last game was pretty crappy, wasn't it? I would describe it as something chronic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But don't worry, because we're here for you. Because we're offering you right now a healthy drink of the Norwich City Tonic. Get it down, ya. Yummy.
Yummy indeed, because this is your Norwich City Tonic. We're feeling a bit down. West Brom game was a bit poopy-doopy, wasn't it? So let's do something really interesting and talk about... What was your first ever Norwich City game, Dan?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, wait, it's just come back. It was against Leeds United, which...
Did you go as a Leeds fan?
No, I went as a Norwich fan. My dad is a Leeds supporter, although he's more of a Norwich fan these days. And my brother had taken after my dad and was also a Leeds supporter. But I had stuck with the hometown boys, Norwich City. And I don't remember the score. I think it was 1-1. It was definitely a draw. But what all I really remember, like most people remember, is being absolutely tiny and just looking up and just seeing this enormous sea of people like I'd never been before.
Was it last year?
Before. Yeah.
Oh,
you're doing a short gag.
I did one.
Yeah. I promise not to do any hair gags, and you come out with a short gag.
You can't give me that open goal.
Because I'd been asking for birthday and Christmas for so long to go to a football match, and I hadn't been taken because I don't think my dad wanted me to hear all the bad swears.
Daddy, can I go to a football match? No. Next year, Daddy. Yeah.
Please, Daddy. No, they do bad swears there, and or maybe she doesn't like football very much.
Maybe.
Maybe
or you
like me very much. No. But I was hooked by. I mean, no one. Do you remember the stuff that happened on the pitch? I remember it was a night game I went to, and that was amazing. That's so much more intoxicating, I think, than a day game.
Smell
these massive lights, people eating the onions and all that. Just onions, just fucking raw onions back in those days.
Yummy.
Didn't get any baps or meat with it. Just onions. And it sort of hooked. Just remember, just walking through this sort of throng of people, you don't do that in Norwich City Centre.
Full pie, baps, and meat.
Sorry?
Full pie, baps, and meat.
What's that?
That's what the podcast is going to be called.
All right. Then.
I've added a little bit to it.
Oh, okay. Do you remember your first game?
I remember my first game. What was your score, by the way?
I think it was 1-1. And if you'd been listening, you'd know I'm not sure about that.
So what was the score?
6-7.
Oh, lovely game.
Oh, yeah.
My first game was Everton, 1989. Last game of the season.
Was Howard Kendall manager then?
Probably. Mm. Oh, yeah. Died today. Well, he didn't today, but he got buried yesterday.
Yeah.
Or cremated, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
But my first game was, it was 1-0 and...
Two.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
And we scored a very late goal by Dale Gordon.
Oh, disco.
And I was kind of like, this is all right. But when we did score, you know what to do nowadays. You go, you jump up and you punch the air and you shake your fist and you shake the next person's hand vigorously and say, great goal. But back then, I didn't know what was happening. Everyone jumped up and I was like, oh. And I did the same thing. I kind of learnt how to celebrate a goal by being there. That was, if you think about it, it's quite an interesting thing. I don't think it's a natural thing.
No.
It wasn't a natural thing.
Well, is it?
Because people went, what's that? It really scared me. The noise and the people jumping up scared me.
I suppose as a kid, if you've been to pantomime or you've been to school plays, people don't jump up and celebrate bits, do they? So it's kind of almost unnatural.
It was unnatural. But now it's kind of second nature.
Yeah. You were telling me earlier that you did a swear when West Brom scored and you felt a bit embarrassed.
First game, the first time I've ever... When West Brom scored, because it was such a crappy goal to concede, I stood up and went, oh, utter shit! And I realised no one else... Everyone looked at me.
Was it like a moment in like a club when you're like...
Yeah, the music
revealing your undying love for someone and the music goes out.
Do you want to fuck? Like that. Let's change this tempo and bring it down like that. Yeah, exactly that. And everyone looked at me and went, I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm sorry. And there's like a kid, literally, there was like an 8-year-old kid. Daddy, why does the man say that? I'm sorry. It was awful.
And
that's why I don't like...
That must have done something to your ears because you didn't hear the booing, did you?
I didn't hear any booing.
I mean, that's peculiar.
We're cool in the...
No. You're clearly slightly deaf in the Gerald. Yes. What was the score in the Everton game?
1-0 to us. Yeah. Scored a last minute goal.
Yeah. Who was that?
Dale Gordon scored.
How did he react?
Oh, he jumped up and went, yay!
Oh, okay. Interesting. You should talk more about that.
I will.
If you listen to this podcast, how about tweet us? Tweet us telling
us... What's the point? People won't.
About your first game that you went to.
People
won't. Just be quite interested to know some of the regular listeners, or the hundreds of regular listeners.
Oh, you just broke out. Excellent. What? You put it too close to your mouth.
Oh, right.
There it goes back in.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Don't go because that's my case. That's what it is.
No, genuinely, just tell us where your first game was. Maybe we'll talk about some of them next week if we'd been to some of them and all that kind of stuff. Or send us pictures if you've got the programme still, and then we'll describe the pictures to our listeners.
Talking of our fantastic listeners, guess what? It's time for this. Shit. So we'd ask people to send in some tweets.
We did.
And if you could describe your tweets about a song. And because...
We mixed it up, didn't we?
Yeah. People were ready with their movies. You went, hey, whoa there. Mm-hmm. We want bloody songs this time. We were fucking outrageous. And this is why. Because of songs, you haven't got a clue about music. I have, so I'm going to read them out this time.
Yeah. So the one thing I found out, there are so many songs compared to films that it is tougher to know who did some of the songs.
So you've put them in a big...
We asked for West Brom and Everton songs as well.
And you've put in a big long list. We've only got five...
So what's happened here is I normally read it out and do the preparation, but John can't be asked this week. I gave it to John too, and he hasn't done a top 10.
When did you email me?
I copied and pasted them and put them into a list for you.
Here we go then. So Everton, I'm going to go just like the first five.
No, some of them are shit, John.
Are they?
Really?
Okay, this is a good one. It ended with a miss.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who was that?
That's Richard Twitchett.
Uh-huh. He was our winner last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's not going to be number one because he can. He also said Goodison Riddance.
That's a good one.
I don't know what song that would be.
He said loads about West Brom as well, to be fair. We had about 40 people give him.
Gillian Dot Bonick,
yep,
which is a lovely name.
Yes, she tweets a lot.
Yeah, at Canary Follower. Mm. She has put the person who did the song, which is always helpful.
That's handy.
So near yet so far.
By?
E. Fitzgerald.
Emo?
E-Bob.
Edwin
Fitzgerald. Love
he's
that song.
Love his stuff.
So there are
best
some games are bigger than others, which is with Smith's song, which is some games are bigger than. I could sing them. That'd be good. Quite good. I don't know that one. So we'll go on to the West Brom game. Any Morrissey song ever by Oliver Carr? That's number nine.
Seven.
Is it?
What, you think you've only read one out?
There's a lot. I will say there's quite a lot of. Smith songs.
Well, one.
No, it's more.
Okay.
Stop me if you heard.
Yeah,
stop me if you heard this one before.
Yeah.
But number one. No, I'm not gonna do that one. Not gonna do that one. Not gonna do that one. No. Nope. No. If I could turn back time to the transfer window, Richard Freezer, Sheraton Vegas. Mm-hmm. That's number seven.
Richard Freezer loves you.
Does he?
I mean, he loves you.
It's another one here from him, because he can have the same one. It's on the same level. God only knows. God only knows where the next win is coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's joint seventh.
That's a good one. Okay.
Michael Brigham. Who the fuck's that?
Not related.
Isn't he?
No.
An American, Aprits, Bayonese, I think that says, I can't read your writing, Argentine,
it's
Venezuelan.
It's typed out.
No. Irish and Burgundian, Eight Nation Army, White Stripes, brackets, that took research.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. He's fucking mental. Who is he?
I don't know. His name's Brigham, which is my surname. You pronounced it wrong, didn't you?
Yeah, probably. No, it's actually, wrong. He puts no relation. Did you write that? Okay.
For your little bit of information for you. I don't get that.
Don't really touch it. This is where the special...
Beige?
Let's
go through this.
Beninese?
Eight Brits, Beninese, Argentine, Venezuelan, Irish, and... that's where they were from, I guess.
Yeah. What's that?
And
Seven Nation Army and Seven Nations. Someone one, two, three, four,
oh,
five,
yeah, no,
six,
well done.
Seven.
Well done, Michael Brigham.
What a shit.
That was clever. It went way over our head because we're stupid.
I'm not doing that one. Panic on the streets of Rondon.
You are right.
What? Panic on the streets. Yeah, another one up here. I didn't do.
There's a couple of Rondons.
Okay. Eat, sleep, rave, 1-0 defeat.
Very good.
Which is good. That's from John... Oh, fuck's sakes, John Punt.
Oh, not again.
There's only four people between us. We've got loads in. It's just the same people doing the thing. Okay, I would do anything for a clean sheet, but I won't do that. Or collect crosses, or dominate the penalty box.
Good one.
Meatloaf Ruddy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who said
nice.
That?
Nice. That is from Joe Level, or Joe Laval.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go Level.
Yeah.
Stuart Dade, awful pun alert, in tribute to XXL 16 plus one... What?
That
club? Oh,
The guy from
Club Shop Akana.
Oh, yeah.
Because he buys loads of stuff, Mister.
He goes to all the different club shops, doesn't he? And buys.
Well, he doesn't just ours. He doesn't go to other people's. Well, he probably does, but he just goes to us and bought
Norwich. Yeah.
Yeah, David Lee, the person from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. He's gone now. There's a big thing about him. When he comes over, like loads of he's never seen Norwich win. Every time, the number of times he's come over, he's never seen Norwich win.
He needs to piss off, then.
He has pissed off. So we'll win next. And finally, number one. Number one is.
Everyone's always known I've been the musical talent in this partnership.
Look Up and Hoof by Me.
That's Richard Freeser again.
Yeah, but I wrote that song.
Okay. Can I just say. That's a perfectly good number one. Do, do, do. But Fuck the Police probably would have won.
It would have won.
It was by Twitchit and also by Nick Ledger, who've both been winners before.
So. Yeah. Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
Or Pulis.
Tony Pulis.
Exactly.
Yeah, did you enjoy doing that, John?
I hate it. Because it's all the same people. It only takes a minute to score against us. Take that, 3 points. Yeah. Booyah boo. Mm-hmm. Take that, 3 points. So he's got two. That's from Moo. And hello.
Moo's the one who said you look like you had a bit of a belly.
That's gone. Right, move that
C-bomb.
One.
C-bomb. One podcast without the C-bomb.
Sorry. What's Going On by Norfolk Marvin Gaye.
You're just reading them all out now.
I'm reading them all out. Oh, and Panic.
Norfolk Marvin Gaye, that's quite a good one.
Panic on the Streets of Ron, that's quite good. Ron.
Yeah, that's
he
a
do
great one.
Yeah, but that's the same best Richard Twitchit again.
Richard Twitchit is very good at the
We should get him
things.
On. Yeah, I'm saying this.
Although we only do... Token females. We don't.
Well, he's a girl, isn't it? That's a girl, isn't it?
What, Richard?
That's a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Richie?
Yeah.
So then that's the end of that. Oh, it's pissing. What's your password? Tell me. Right, penis. Can you plug it? You've plugged it in. Why does it keep going off? I'll give it a wiggle every time. So I want to do the next jingle.
Yeah, it goes off like 5-6 minutes.
Okay. So we're not going to be sponsored by.
Aviva.
Sorry,
this one's been crap today.
Yeah.
All that money that we've been donated gone to our head.
Because we've got technical difficulties, which means we need more.
No, this is good. We've got a taxi waiting, taking us to the airport.
Oh yeah, boom, boom, boom. What? Where?
What?
You just looked up at that globe to say what you're going to say. What, taxi to, and you looked up.
Yeah, I don't know why I looked around.
Oh,
I really have no idea.
There's like a fucking boogeyman going to jump out. So. What do we normally do? Oh, I know what we're going to do.
Oh, in one word, are you disappointed Hooper's gone?
Fuck no. Who cares? So This week's Dan versus John, or as I like to call it now, Ron versus Dan.
Okay,
now
what was Don. It?
Ron versus Don. That's it, Jan versus Dom. Mm. We were dumped out miserably at the League Cup.
We were, weren't we? We wasn't miserably.
Yeah, well, no, it was a bit sad because we deserved to go through.
Yeah.
Who did Everton get in the draw, by the way?
Middlesbrough. So we would have had a rematch with Borough.
Away?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck that then. Who wants to go up there? So this is, I think it's quite an easy one this year, week. So I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, thanks. Moving on. Should we go?
No.
Okay.
In 1960, something happened.
Okay.
The League Cup started.
Right.
In 1982, something else happened. We got a sponsorship onto the cup.
Okay.
Can you name me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? There's 7 sponsorships of the League Cup in the history of the League Cup. Can you name me 5?
There's been 7. So yep. 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
So Carling.
1.
Coca-Cola.
2.
Milk.
3.
Rumbelo.
4.
Fuck. Milk, Carling. Oh, it's like something really, really crap, isn't there? Carling, Coca-Cola, Milk, Rumbelow. But there must be a cigarette brand at some point. Oh, he's not giving anything away. He's staring at me, though. Stop staring at me. He's gone cross-eyed. Rothmans.
If you get 2 more wrong,
okay,
you're out.
Can you say 4 and I've won?
No.
Go on.
No.
Carling, Coca-Cola, Milk, Rumbelo. Anglia Window. Give me a clue.
No.
Give me a clue.
No.
Give me a clue. Gave you loads of clues last week. Loads of clues.
10.
10 what?
9.
What?
8.
Oh, you're a dick.
7, 6, 4.
Guinness.
You got one more.
Carlsberg.
You've lost.
Oh.
What's the current?
I don't know. I always call it League Cup now. Have you done another sponsorship one? Just because I said I was so bad at naming sponsors last time.
That was a good one.
Who are the current ones? Jesus.
What did you say?
I said Carling, Coca-Cola, Milk and Rumbelows.
Which is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we've got a squeaky noise. This is quite Halloweenish today, actually. Capital One.
Fuck!
As if you missed that.
Oh,
Capital One.
Man.
The Worthington Cup.
Oh, yeah.
The Rumbelows Cup.
Said Rumbelows.
Littlewoods.
Littlewoods, that's the other
Milk
one
cup,
I was trying to
Carling
think of.
Carling Cup.
I said Carling. I said
Coca-Cola.
You
the Capital One Cup, which is the current... Oh, he didn't miss it. What's that open goal? He missed it. That's the end of Dan vs. John. What's the score? 3-1 to me.
Oh, you twat.
I am a twat. Because I am today's...
Knob of the day.
Knob of the day.
Cock of the day, isn't it?
Knob.
Is it knob?
You can't hear it because you've got no earphones.
Robert Day.
Robert Day. Robert Day. So this is the last thing we're going to do today.
Oh. I've done 3 of these. They're all rubbish as well.
This is going to be absolute shit. He said, no, these are really shit. I went, I'm not going to write them. Every time I write something for him, he doesn't like it. So this is...
Will happen, won't happen.
Oh, he looks really sad because he is sad.
I got 3 of them.
You got 3. Can I tell you when to go?
Really bad as
are
well.
Are they?
Yeah. I'm only going to do 2 of them.
No, do 3. You go with it. Ready?
Okay.
Will!
Want a celebrity or office Christmas party? Abuse Kyle Lafferty. He'll know where you work and turn up free of charge.
That's good.
Thank you.
Won't.
Alex Neil reacts to Norwich's right back problem by not playing one. Confusing Raheem Sterling is a total submission. That was very good, that one.
Yeah, that's all right.
You can work on it. Gary Hooper scores a hat-trick for Sheffield Wednesday, sending several Norwich fans screaming to the woods to live like wolves.
You haven't got the third
I've got another one, no.
Just make one up. I'll say it. Ready?
Yeah.
Won't. He's booing you, ladies and gentlemen. That's correct. He is booing you because you're not listening to us. Who would be listening to us at this? Boo! Because that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening to us. We're going to write more. We're going to do more. We're going to sing more because this is...
We're going to boo more. We're going to boo more? No.
You've ruined the end of it.
Always ruined.
And your thing just... This is the shittest podcast ever made. And there's a squeaky noise at the end. And your microphone's gone.
Oh, fucking hell.
He just threw my microphone. That's really expensive, though.
Yeah, put it on my pad of paper.
It's back on again. Maybe we should do it more often.
Maybe if I hold it like this, like gangster. For anyone, benefit of people listening, I'm holding it gangster.
Can I just say that was the end of the podcast and was probably the worst ending and beginning and middle we've ever done.
Yeah, no, shit, yeah.
And this is, we were asking people to actually send us cash.
They did, though. They did.
We need something to end it with. Like, really good. Sing. Go on.
No. About dinosaur roaring.
Do it.
Get my dinosaur.
What? What do you mean, get my...
It's around there. It's around the corner.
Right, Dan's gone, stood up, running away. He's grabbing his dinosaur. No, your other dinosaur. That's disgusting. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the podcast with what? With a dinosaur roaring because we are. Thank God you saw us. Listen. Thank God you listened to Russ. Fantastic stuff. Bye, everyone. I'm so sorry.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.